Hey, you're listening to the Dr. Zero Trust podcast or podcasty thing or whatever. We're doing some RSA prep here. Really excited to have one of my great friends here, RV from Lumu. RV, why don't you give a quick background on who you are and what you guys do?
Thank you for the invitation first, Chase. Ricardo Villadiego here. I'm the founder and CEO of Lumu Technologies. Always aiming to help companies to operate cybersecurity proficiently. Second startup that I'm building on cybersecurity and you know, following a different path of innovation, the traditional path of innovation in cybersecurity, because we're building technology from Latin America and pushing that technology to the world. And we're very happy with the evolution of the company and the traction that the technology is getting and the value that we're providing on the customers.
And so today, or yesterday, depending on which day this thing goes live, you guys just released some new stuff. RSA this year is about the art of the possible. You guys are a company that I've been friends with for quite a while. Tell me about the cool new stuff you're doing and why that is innovative. Like, what's different about this than what other folks have been pushing?
Cool. So there's a lot of that we're doing, but I want to particularly point your attention to Lumu Autopilot, which is what we're announcing today. And Lumu Autopilot is kind of the latest piece of innovation from Lumu Technology when it comes to cybersecurity operations. We started, like, if you look at the cybersecurity operation problem, you need to start with visibility, right? You cannot defend what you cannot see, right? So visibility is the anchor. And when we launched Lumu back in 2020 at RSA, it's funny, we're going to be 4 years now. In this RSA. So it helped us to identify the attacks, right? The compromises that were live in the networks of the companies that we were protecting. But we thought that was going to be enough for customers to do their thing, but they didn't, right? They needed more substance and they wanted to defend automatically. So we subsequently launched Lumu Defender. And Lumu Defender helps to orchestrate defense of all of those detections of compromised instances that we identify in the networks of our companies. And the value that the companies were getting from Lumu Defender enabled them to start using Lumu as the center of their cybersecurity operation. And now they were pushing us to even go one step beyond, which is how we automate security operations. And Lumu Autopilot is essentially the result of that, right? Lumu Autopilot creates a digital twin of their cybersecurity capabilities, effectively virtualizing security operation, right? It creates these virtual capabilities that doesn't take bathroom breaks, that wasn't trained to go and check Instagram stories, or is wholly focused on operating cybersecurity and doing what a real security analyst, a good security analyst, does when it's analyzing an incident. So it automates security operation. It assesses every incident that we're detecting. It validates, you know, what's the context of this incident, what's the risk that they may pose to the organization. If Lumu Defender already take actions, what other signals we're getting from the rest of the cybersecurity stack, and it decide autonomously to close the incident or escalate the incident because it requires human intervention, or you silence the incident because it doesn't make sense for the company that we are monitoring. That is, you know, in a nutshell, Lumu Autopilot.
So with the autopilot side of it, right, is this thing doing actions on its own, or is the goal to just make people better? Like the sweet spot of this, who do you think that is? Is it small, mid-sized business, enterprise, SOC?
I think Autopilot will help companies of all sizes, right? That's kind of the vision of the company, how we make companies of all sizes to become better at operating cybersecurity. Now, it will definitely add significant value for mid and medium enterprises that are struggling with resources in cybersecurity. And keeping those resources, right? The issue today is that, you know, there's going to be a need of cybersecurity talent because of the amount of devices that are connected, because of the malicious use of AI that is going to create more incident. And that's going to result in a bunch of data that has to be analyzed. If you follow the traditional path of cybersecurity companies covering with human talent the gaps of the cybersecurity tools, well, that's going to create a huge demand for talent in cybersecurity, right? Something that we're not able to sustain today. So Lumo is going to be able to help the companies to eliminate that need of additional talent in the industry by automating all these things. So going back to the question, I think the sweet spot is small and medium enterprises that don't have the resources to the human or monetary resources to deploy 24/7 operation. Lumo Autopilot will do the 24/7 operation and freed up the time of the people that you have, those small resources that you have, freed up the time so that they can do stuff of higher value in your organization.
Yeah, that's great. Having sat in a SOC, it definitely is nice to have somebody that can automate a lot of the tasks that you have to do. So final question here, where is this going to be rolled out? Like, what if I've got a bunch of security stuff, how do I use Autopilot? Is this a rip and replace or an integrate? Like, where's the real problem that I'm going to run into? Because there's never anything perfect. Like, how do I get past the, well, we got another tool for this?
So the story is a better together story, right? We're also big believers that companies have to build the platform that makes sense for them, not the platform that other vendors want you to buy. And Lumo enables companies to do so, right? What is the platform in terms of firewall or perimeter defenses, endpoint security defenses, and email security that makes sense for you? And how you glue all that together, then Lumo is that glue that makes the whole cybersecurity stack to work in perfect synchrony to detect the attacks that are going your way. And then Lumo Autopilot is just that extra level that enables you to do 24/7 operation without breaking the bank, right? Like, there are companies today that they truly need 24/7 operation, but it's just too expensive. And in some cases, it's too expensive, and the value that it produces, it's minimum. So Lumo Autopilot will enable those companies to have 24/7 security operations in a way that is very effective and efficient.
Yeah, so I mean, that the art of the possible is what they're talking about. I would say, folks, if you're out there and you're listening to this, check out Lumo at RSA, because they have solved some of this possibility side of this equation with this autopilot thing. I've been a SOC operator. Doing things in a better automated fashion makes life easier. And it's great to hear that RV is able to deliver this stuff for small and mid-sized enterprises, because they're the ones that need help. We can fix all the big enterprises all day long. We don't take care of everybody. We haven't really taken care of anything. That's my opinion. So we don't want to live in a house of cards. And Lumo's got an approach and an innovation that actually can help us do that. So if you're at RSA and you're listening to this, I got first scoop because I know these people and they do great work. They just released Autopilot. Talk to Lumo at RSA. And if you can't find them, find me and I'll point you to Lumo. RV, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Chase.
Disclaimer, the information in this podcast episode, aka episode, is provided for general information purposes only. By listening to this episode, you understand that this is not specific technical guidance from the host. No information contained in this episode should be construed as security advice from the author, host, or guest, nor is it intended to be a substitute for security advice on any particular subject matter. No listener of this episode should act or refrain from acting on the basis of any information included in or accessible through this episode without seeking the appropriate technical or other professional advice on the particular facts and circumstances that are discussed. This podcast is for informational purposes only. All views expressed therein are those of the host and his guest and should not be considered as being endorsed by nor related to the host or the guest's employers.